Listening Library presents The Last Kids on Earth and the Zombie Parade by Max Browlier and Douglas Holgate. Read for you by Robbie Damon. Chapter 1. Okay, so we are going to be eaten, devoured, swallowed whole, or maybe swallowed in bits. Really, whole or bits, does it matter? Bottom line, eaten. 'Cause see that train-sized beast behind us? It's not a train. It's a humongo worm monster. The Wormungulus. Now, why are we running from a humongo worm monster? A very good question, with a very silly answer. We are questing. Questing heroically. See, about a month ago, I defeated this big evil beast named Blarg. So I was like, we're heroes, post-apocalyptic action heroes, and post-apocalyptic action heroes need quests. We're basically the modern version of old-timey King Arthurian knights. And old-timey King Arthurian knights were always questing all over the place. That's when my best friend Quint Baker declared, we should build a bestiary, friend. What's a bestiary, you ask? Also a good question. I asked Quint the same thing. Quint looked at me like I was completely brain dead, grabbed the dictionary, and read. An illustrative encyclopedic compendium detailing a myriad of mythical creatures. That just sounds like a fancy way of saying monster notebook, I said. But better, Quint said. Notebook implies school and study. Bestiary implies beasts. A book filled with crinkly yellow pages that smell of ancient history. I was deaf digging that. So I said, I am all about building a bestiary. And now we're building a complete bestiary of every single strange creature that has arrived in the town of Wakefield after the monster apocalypse began this past summer. You need two things for a bestiary entry. One, a picture. That's my job. You know that's my job, 'cause I'm Jack Sullivan, monster photographer extraordinaire. Two, you need info, like stuff about the monster. Strengths, weaknesses, where does it hang, what does it eat, what are its hobbies, does it stink like evil, yada, yada, yada. Now, I realize in terms of, like, all-time ultimate heroic quests, writing a book doesn't exactly rank up there with Frodo carrying the ring to Mount Doom, but whatever. I learned that just by calling any random old chore a quest, you can make life a lot more fun. For example, I'm not picking my nose. I'm on a quest to retrieve a long-dormant hunk of snot. Heroically! Separately, our friend Dirk's quest is to build a vegetable garden. That's not a joke. Dirk apparently loves fresh tomatoes. He says he can't maintain his hulking mass by surviving on Cheetos and Mr. Goodbars alone. Which is bonkers, since I'm pretty sure those are major food groups. Dirk's part of my monster fighting crew. He was a terrifying bully back before the end of the world, but now he's a terrifying monster-crushing man. With a soft side, as you can tell from his vegetable garden quest. Dirk told us that if he had some tomatoes, he could probably make some bootleg pizzas over a fire. And I haven't had pizza, legit, or bootleg in months. June Del Toro, who is kind of my favorite girl in the world, was in agreement with Dirk on this. She was dying for some non-junk food. Bunch of crazies, if you ask me. Anyway, these two very epic quests are the reason Quint, June, Dirk, and I are at the Circle One Mall right now. It's the reason we're racing down the mall's main corridor. It's the reason we're being chased by the Wormungulus. It's the reason... C-c-crash! I crane my neck as my feet pound the floor. Oh, fisticuffs! It's catching up. Split up. It can only eat one of us at a time. I vote we go back to the treehouse. No, I need a photo.
Forget the photo.
It's for the bestiary. My heart is slamming against my ribcage as I race around the corner, past the Fancy Pants European Godiva Chocolatier store, past the Build-A-Bear workshop, and past the always tasty Mrs. Fields cookie stand. Suddenly, slap, 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 slap! Footsteps behind me. As far as I know, worms, even monster worms, don't have feet. I twist my head. I'm both relieved and supremely annoyed to see that it's Quint. Quint! I bark. I said split up! Why didn't you split?
I did split, he replies.
When I split left. That's how I split.
Splitting up isn't difficult, Quint,
I shout. Everyone just goes in different directions. That's the definition of split up. It's not rocket science.
Jack, I find rocket science easier to comprehend than your silly action plans.
I yell at Quint, but he doesn't hear me. It's hard to hear anything over the sound of the worm slithering and slicing its way around the corner. Great job, Quint, I holler.
Because there's two of us, the Wormungulus decided to follow us.
There's a kabam as the worm barrels through Foot Locker. The sound of shattering glass, twisting metal, and bouncing Nikes echoes down the corridor. It's time to try out my newest toy. The boomerang. A weapon that goes boom. Smoke bombs. Sparklers. Classic boomerang shape. Quint's Post-Apocalyptic Action Supplies, Inc. Trademark. Quint, of course, is the designer of this particular gadget. It's supposed to distract and disorient monsters. I raise my hand, ready to throw, and boomerang away! Chapter 2. The boomerang does not come flying back to me the way it is supposed to. You know, the one quality that actually makes a boomerang. Without the coming back to you part, you're just flinging around curved wood. Not much fun. The boomerang does not return, but it does whack the Wormungulus in the face. There's a blast as smoke bombs and bang snaps and sparklers explode. The monster jerks to the left, veers back to the right, and then elevator slam. I take that split second, when there's nothing but glass and metal in the air, and wreckage in the worm's face, to grab Quint and yank him into the closest store. We tumble over a display table and crash to the floor. Stay down, I whisper. An instant later, the Wormungulus barrels down the corridor, streaking past the store like an oversized snot rocket come to life. I catch my breath, get to my feet, and inch out into the corridor. The Wormungulus left a trail of yellow worm goo in its wake, and the floor is now a slick mess. I watch the worm crash into Nordstrom and disappear in a cloud of dust as the wall crumbles behind it. I didn't get a photo, I exclaim. Photo fail, Quint says. I cock my eyebrow. Don't talk like that, Quint. It doesn't suit you. A failure of photographic proportions, friend. Better, I say, slapping my best butt on the back. Now, where are we? Looking around, I begin to tremble and shake as I realize we're inside GameStop.
Dude,
I exclaim as I begin to walk the aisles. Could I have picked a better place for a last-minute hideout? Quite perfect, Quint exclaims happily. Near the Nintendo 3DS section, I spot something I want so bad that it causes my gut to tighten up and my extremities to get all warm and tingly. I'm staring at a giant, life-sized suit of Space Marine armor from my favorite game, Nimbus Call to Action. It's shiny, practically glowing. There's a big sign next to it that says, "Coming this holiday season, the hottest sci-fi Space Marine first-person action shooter ever to hit the planet Earth, Nimbus Call to Action 14. Suddenly, I'm punched in the face by sadness.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?